Here's a question for you. How do you reckon Belfast ranks in terms of great sporting cities? ESPN have been doing some research. I want to speak to Stephen Saunders from ESPN. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
We don't rank as well as I thought we would have. 29th? Where is 29th in a survey? Is this a survey of British cities?
It is indeed, yes. All major cities in the UK have been covered in this list, and ESPN really wanted to engage the fans in this study. We wanted to hear what they thought about it rather than what other people thought about things. And Belfast has not fared well, unfortunately.
Certainly hasn't. And you're looking at value for money, success, history, a whole series of different things. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head about the city as I look out here from my lofty perch over it. And, you know, I'm thinking about world champion boxer Carl Frampton. I'm thinking about the Ulster rugby ground and the Ulster rugby team. You almost see it from here. I'm thinking of the snooker stars who've gone through, legends who've been from the city. I'm thinking George Best. I can almost see his home place from here. You know, if I crane my neck a bit and draw Hollywood into the suburbia of Belfast, I've got Rory McIlroy. For goodness sake, we're outstanding.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Venues is actually the thing that Belfast ranks best in, and atmosphere is also one that ranks very highly. And that, to me, says that there is a great passion for sport in Belfast. However, the flip side to this is that the bottom three categories are the transport, the sporting history, believe it or not, and the choice of sports that is available to fans in Belfast. It would appear that that passion that is there in Belfast sports fans is not being catered for quite enough at the major sporting level, at least.
So what you're really saying is we need a premiership team here. Eamon Holmes once got involved with a project that looked like as if I think he was going to bring Wimbledon to Belfast and they were going to play out of here and we'd have premiership football every other weekend at some new stadium. Now, don't talk to us about new stadia in and around Belfast, because that's such a blimmin' issue. But if we had a premiership team, if someone had the guile, the forethought to bring premiership football to Belfast, this city could be buzzing like Manchester or Glasgow.
I think that's a very interesting point, obviously a controversial one as well. But the flip side to that is that if things don't go well for a Premier League club, the city really does have a backlash. At the bottom of our list is Blackpool, and that is really underpinned by the backlash against the club in that city. And they were so recently on the up and up and in the Premier League. Stoke, weirdly, are third bottom in this list. Bolton are another club that... or another city, rather, that had a club in the Premier League and are now struggling to get back in. Coventry, Barnsley. So while there is an upside to having that Premier League club, it can then begin to dominate the overall thoughts and aspirations of a sporting city.
You see, sometimes I would immediately say, oh, we've such a rich heritage of Gaelic sport, but here in Belfast, it is on the decline as well. We look to Casement Park in a state of wreck and ruin. We see Antrim hurling on the decline and the manager leaving. We don't see any progress in their Gaelic football team. So I can't even reach out a Gaelic example of how it's buzzing in Belfast. So maybe it does feed into your analysis that, you know, sporting choice isn't as good as we think it is. We've got people from here that we can look at overseas, but we can't really see them on our doorstep unless the likes of Rory McIlroy comes for the Irish Open or whatever, and even that's not in Belfast. We can't get up of a morning the way I was able to when I was over in Newcastle during the summer. Come out of a hotel, an Amble Park, a theatre of dreams like St James's Park. And I'm just picking Newcastle because that's where I happened to be. We long for that.
Yes, absolutely. And you can see from the top of the list, we have Manchester in first place. They hosted the Commonwealth Games in 2002. London is second. They had the Olympic Games in 2012. And Glasgow is third, and they had the Commonwealth Games as recently as last summer. You can see from hosting these major events that the infrastructure really benefits and it brings the sport to life in that city and makes some of the minor sports more accessible as well. Participation is a big part of this study. Community is a big part of this study. The economic impact of sport in those cities, the amount of people who are working within sport and for major sporting clubs, that's all ranked within that. And it really taps into the fabric of how sport is thought about and how it feeds into a city's living and how it breathes with sport.
Yeah, yet and all, we had a go with the Police and Fire World Games here a couple of years ago. It proved to be a big success, drew in many thousands of people to the city. With the Giro d'Italia going through the city, I think last year, it was marked off as a success. Does Belfast have to be more adventurous? Does it have to, you know, stand up and say, yes, we can do these things and we can become more involved? They've had a darn good go at the ice hockey, and it's been played right across the UK, teams toing and froing across the Irish Sea. Could we maybe learn from the hockey?
I would absolutely agree with that. I think a bit of adventure makes a huge difference. It really puts a city on the map. On a global scale as well, all you have to do is look at Glasgow just across the water there. They have three football stadiums in excess of 50,000 capacity. They have all these different facilities that have been built for the Commonwealth Games and are going to keep providing for the locals throughout the years to come. If Belfast was to try and do that kind of thing, it could really reap benefits for it.
Is there a worry in Glasgow, however, that their football could end up like the football here? While I'm sure people go along to Irish League games and enjoy the match and enjoy supporting their team, it's at a very low level. It's like third division English football, and the stadia are so poor. They're up. Appalling, you know, they're embarrassing, most of them. So, thankfully, Windsor Park is almost reconstructed, but that's the international stadium. I'm talking about, you know, club venues at soccer level. They are dwarfed by GAA venues here in Northern Ireland that are amateur, and the professional setup just seems to be so poor. The infrastructure.
Yes, it seems like there is a lack of investment within Belfast. That certainly is what's coming through in ESPN's study here. And it is the cities, like I say, like Manchester, like Glasgow, like London, that have had that massive input of investment from a top level. It's not even on club level that's making the difference. It's government investment that's making the biggest difference in these cities. And something as key as transport links to venues really is factored heavily into this and clearly plays on fans' opinions of how well they are catered for. I look at my hometown of Edinburgh. There was a huge furore around the tram network that was built in Edinburgh. However, it feeds to Murrayfield Stadium, it feeds to Tynecastle Stadium where Hearts play, and it almost feeds to Easter Road as well. That's the three major sporting stadiums in that city that are catered for by an infrastructure and a transport network.
I'm just looking here at a map of the city in front of me. We can get you bus lanes the whole way to the Odyssey. And in fairness, the Odyssey is a good venue. Am I clutching at straws here by suggesting that we have new bus lanes that most people detest and we have a half-decent indoor venue?
It's one of those things where it's the major sporting venues that are making the difference. It's the major football stadiums. It's the major rugby stadiums. It's difficult for a city to really make the breakthrough in this list unless they are really rolling out the red carpet for fans. This is the new fan. This is the new age of sporting fans. They expect to have a top-level entertainment laid on for them in every aspect of their day at sport.
Did you take a close look at Kingspan, Ravenhill? You know, my impression from being there occasionally and from even passing it on a regular basis when it's empty is that, you know, it's a bit of a jewel. It's when it's on the TV, it looks great. There's certainly been major investment there. We're proud of it, but are we too easily pleased?
That's perhaps the case. If you look at the other capital cities in the UK, London, Edinburgh and Cardiff, Cardiff is the lowest ranked next to Belfast, and even that's in the top 10. You look at the Millennium Stadium, you look at Cardiff Stadium, where they're hosting most of the Wales international football now. It's a league apart, unfortunately, from Belfast.
And even when we look south to Dublin and see the Aviva and Croke Park, which would stand toe-to-toe with any city in Europe, we do feel like poor cousins here. And we've this ongoing controversy about the GAA stadium that just is an embarrassment. It's just an embarrassment of the capital E at the moment. However, the next time ESPN do a survey, let's hope we're not as far down the ratings. Good speaking to you, Steve.
And you, thank you.
That's Stephen Saunders. He's with ESPN, and they've done the research into the greatest sporting cities in this part of the world. And unfortunately, we have failed.